Merci.
Thank you. Well, just to conclude, I wanted to say that everything I've heard here today actually bolsters the very reason for having this forum dedicated to this subject. Indeed, the question of statelessness affects women and children in a particularly disproportionate fashion. And when women are discriminated against, and this is as our colleague has just said, then it's the future of the child which is put in jeopardy. Now, a third point is the crucial role of trying to protect these rights. And this is, as many have said here, saving children from any sorts of violations of their rights, which affect them in a drastic way. Also, the protection of identity linked with religion and so on, ethnic belonging. And lastly, I think to be more proactive in dealing with the challenges facing us before 2024, there was one point that I thought was very interesting that came from the audience, emphasizing the establishment of a positive, proactive dialogue among the state organizations, because in many cases it's up to the state to act, but establishing this dialogue between the state organizations and ourselves, the NGOs, other stakeholders. And so here I do indeed commend the OHCHR for choosing this subject, which indeed affects our humanity today in general. These are my points of conclusion that I wanted to share. Thank you.